Omnibus bill includes $286 million in funding for Planned Parenthood, other abortion-centered organizations. By Catherine Hamilton on December 21, 2022. The omnibus spending bill includes $286 million in Title X funding for voluntary family planning projects, money which will go to pro-abortion organizations like Planned Parenthood. Pro-abortion organizations complained that the $286,479,000 in funding for the fiscal year of 2023 is a blow to reproductive health groups that had argued the fall of Roe v. Wade warranted a substantial increase, Politico reported, noting that the amount of Title X funding has been the same for 9 years in a row. The omnibus spending bill does clarify that the funding shall not be expended for abortions and mandates that all pregnancy counseling shall be non-directive. At a time of great crisis for reproductive health in this country, Congress has again utterly failed to safeguard access to the birth control and sexual health services made possible by the nation's family planning program, said Claire Coleman, the president of the National Family Planning and Reproductive Health Association. Without those critical resources, agencies will be forced to shorten hours, lay off staff, and even close their doors, leaving patients without access. Congress had a clear directive and they failed to deliver, Planned Parenthood President Alexis McGill Johnson told the outlet. At a time when Roe v. Wade has been overturned and health care access is under increasing threat, this bill fails to meet the moment. However, the Charlotte Lozier Institute analyzed 2020-2021 Planned Parenthood data and found that its total services are down 21.4% since 2010. With changing practice guidelines, total cancer screening and prevention services have dropped by 74%, including declines of 77% for breast exams and 74% for pap tests. Prenatal services are down 72%. Contraceptive services are down 41%. Unique patients have dropped by 840,000 since 2010, a 28% decline, according to the Institute. Planned Parenthood, in its 2020-2021 annual report, reported $1.7 billion in income and more than $2.1 billion in net assets, an increase from the previous report, the Institute noted. $579.3 million came from private contributions, up 14% from the previous report. Taxpayer funding in the form of government grants, contracts, and Medicaid reimbursements hit $633.4 million, or almost $1.74 million per day. An annual increase of $15.3 million from the previous year to make up 37% of Planned Parenthood's overall revenue, the report continues. Planned Parenthood's taxpayer funding has increased by nearly 30% since 2010. In 2019-2020, the abortion giant performed 383,460 abortions, which is the highest number of abortions it has yet reported, and an increase of nearly 28,600 from the previous years. Planned Parenthood has documented nearly 3.4 million abortions over the past 10 reports.